30 seconds into the ball game after two misses on a shot and an attempted putback. Chillicothe gets the rebound, sends it down court. Walker Graves is the first bucket of the game. 2-0 Chillicothe against St. Michael in the LeBlanc tournament opener. Up top, Anthony Holden settles it down, sets it up. Chillicothe, their typical man-to-man defense. Holden goes inside, can't get the jumper to fall. Follow-up in the paint doesn't fall for Carter. Another rebound, that one doesn't fall. Three misses. Finally, on the fourth attempt, Savon Carter gets it to fall. And Carter ties it up, and they had a whole bunch of shots. Chillicothe needs to do better on the rebounding. Right side, Sewell dribbles twice up top to Willard for Chillicothe. Graves at the high post. Kicks it back out. They work it over baseline right. Nothing for Brandsgard. Free throw line to Marshall. Marshall stops. Pops and drops off the backboard. Adler Marshall got a great pass. Took a dribble step inside the free throw line. Popped it off the glass and dropped it in. 4-2, Chillicothe leads at 6:15 left to play, first quarter. Left wing, Stephen McFetters. Works against Willard. Willard sticks right with him. Got a little bit too close. Bumping foul on Jack Willard. First whistle of the game against either team. 6:09 left to play, first quarter. 4-2, Chillicothe on top by a deuce. St. Michael will inbound at low post left with Anthony Holden. Holds it over his head. Waiting. 5-second call. Just took too much time for the team to break loose and work the inbounds play. And sometimes you just don't count to five mentally in your head. And that's what happened that time for Holden and a turnover, unforced error. Chillicothe's opportunity leading 4-2. Baseline shut off for Brandsgard, dribbles into the paint, leaves it free throw line. They shut down Marshall, kicks it out to Sewell, and that's always promising. When Connor Sewell makes that first shot, he is usually a terror. And it's a five-point lead now for Chillicothe, 7-2, 5:43 left to play. Look for him to try to feed Sewell a couple more times this quarter. They shoot over top of Graves, doesn't get it to fall. Follow-up stick back drops in, and we're looking at a three-point play for St. Michael's. Shot was good by Savon Carter, the 6'7 player, his second one. After a miss by Pedro Leverett, Carter has all four of the team's points. Foul was on number 15, Jack Willard. Or check it, on Brandsgard. Free throw doesn't fall. Graves with a rebound after Carter couldn't hit the charity stripe. Three-point lead for Chillicothe, 7-4, 5:26 left to play. Brandsgard left wing cross court. Sewell from three. No! Comes up short. Sewell one of two from outside. Quick feed down court to Massey. Massey problems picking it up. Has to bump it outside and reset it. Couldn't get the fast break to go. They feed it back into Leverett. Turn around. Count it. Or check it. That's Antoine Massey, not Leverett, number 12 Massey. And it's back to a one-point game now for the first time. 7-6, back-to-back buckets by St. Michael's. Playing a little bit better defense, man-to-man defense. Appears to be left wing. Nothing there. Up top to Willard. Throws a head fake. Dribble drive. Leaves it for Graves. Baseline right for the big man. Three ball off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Rebound Holden, he wants to bring it down court, dumps it off to the trailing man, Leverett, and that's what they like to do. They like to get up and down the court, and it's a first lead for St. Michael's, 8-7. They're on a 6-0 run. Adler Marshall, not concerned, takes a dribble step sideways, high post left, drops it in easily. He's really stepped up his basketball game this season compared to his junior year. He's always a good player, but he's really taken forward step on the shooting. Good defense that time by Chillicothe's Walker Graves to force an awkward shot by Savon Carter, which doesn't fall. Chillicothe grabs the rebound. Brandsgard tries to avoid the steal by McFetters and ends up losing it out of bounds, and we've got fresh bodies coming in. We have Peyton Fork, Isaiah Boone, and John Burke all checking in. Burke, 6'7". So three fresh players checking in for Chillicothe. 3:48 left to play first quarter. Chillicothe leads it by 1, 9, 8. Three ball off the rim from the right side. Burke with a rebound. after St. Michael's couldn't get it to fall on the right side by 23, who just checked in. I don't have him. Let me get that. I may not be able to see. Yeah, 22, check it. That is 22, Ben Palisos. Gillicanti tries to set it up low post. Fork throws a head fake, draws the foul. Peyton Fork will go to the line. Good heads-up play. Had two defenders there, threw a head fake. Both of them bit into it and fouled him. Savon Carter, his first team foul. And at the line, Peyton Fork. First one off the back of the rim. Still a 9-8 lead. Chillicothe, 3:20 left to play in a first quarter. It has been pretty close. Chillicothe led by 5, and then that was answered with a 6-0 run by St. Michael's. Fork misses both of them. Rebound by St. Michael's. Work over left side to Leverett. Free throw line, give inside. Turn around, Massey has to give it back up. Palacios in the paint, doesn't get it to fall. Burke with another board, flips it down court to Jack Willard. Willard drives inside, dumps it to Boone, right wing. Boone dribbles twice, back to Willard, right wing. Feed inside to Fork. Fork gets it to Boone now, or check it, gets it to Burke rather. Burke underneath, couldn't get it to fall. Had to dribble drive, had to chase after the pass, and finally control it, then dribble drive a couple of steps. Couldn't get it to stop and pop. Circle left, Savon Carter. Free throw line now to Leverett. Leverett working against Willard. Puts it off the back of the iron, doesn't get it to fall. Leverett, I have 1 of 5 now, and referees with a whistle, and they say it went out of bounds off of St. Michael's, the Guardians. 9-8, Chillicothe leads it with 2:18 left to play first quarter. Down court to Boone, left wing. Baseline drive by Chillicothe's Wesley Brandsgard results in a whistle on the Guardians. Second one on 6-7 Savon Carter, so 4 points and 2 fouls. And we've got some players coming in. First free throws in for the first point for Wesley Brandsgard. 2-point lead now for Chillicothe. Holden comes out, and checking in is number one, Malik Cherry, a senior. Boone checks out, and C.J. Papp checks in. Sewell is in. Brandsgard, Fork, and Burke. Those are your 5 for Chillicothe. Second one in for Brandsgard. 2 good-looking free throws. And it's a 3-point lead with 2:09 left to play. Should be 11-8. They haven't put it on the scoreboard yet. Posting up, dances it on the rim, and gets it to fall for Pedro Leverett. They haven't put the free throws on the board for Chillicothe, so the scoreboard is wrong. Sewell top of the key, right side, high on the right side to Papp, up top to Sewell. Now they have it the right, 11-10. Fork at the high post, bumps it back out, gets it back to Fork. Good ball movement for Chillicothe with a minute 36 left to play. Good man-to-man defense for matchup man-to-man defense by St. Michael's. Underneath to Burke. Burke is fouled. Got a nice pass from C.J. Papp on the wing. Burke caught it, his back to the backboard. Pivoted, gave enough time for the defense to get up and bump him, and that's the first one on Antoine Massey. Third team foul. Chillicothe, 2 whistles against him. Hornets by 1 with a minute 23 left. This is in the act of shooting, so 2-shot foul. And first one is no good for Burke. 2 of 5 is Chillicothe team at the free throw line. Brandsgard made both of his. Fork missed 2. Burke has missed 1. And second one dances around the rim and gets it to fall. 12-10, Chillicothe by 2 with a minute 20 left to play first quarter. Across the timeline comes the Guardians with Stephen McFetters playing the point guard spot. Up top to Palacios. Right side now to Leverett. Working the perimeter with the dribble and the passing. Free throw line spins on Papp. Has to give it back out. Great defense by Papp. Now they get it inside to Leverett. Nothing for him. Drive inside. A little low post passing action. And Leverett gets the bucket, and his teammate gets the assist. That ties it up with 48 seconds left in the first quarter. Burke, dribble drive down the middle of the paint, doesn't get it to fall. And a rebound by the Guardians. They give inside. Again, Guardians like to put players on either post, and that is just tough for Chillicothe to defend that. And it's a two-point lead now. Feed underneath to Brandsgard. Oh, beautiful feed from Pafsall. Brandsgard underneath low post. And they tie it back up. 14 apiece with 7.6 seconds left. Up top, Leverett. Works it to the free throw line to Palacios. At the buzzer, wouldn't have counted anyway. So after one, nothing decided. 14 apiece, Chillicothe and St. Michael's, and we'll be back in 60 seconds on KCHI.